I was always amazed that he could play operas and all this sort of thing, and the hands would seem not to move. Then he'd come in, and there was a great aura about him. There was. But what amazed me most about that was, of course, the poetry and the fantasy, the poetic fantasy and the imagery, often alluding to orchestral instruments, this trumpet or this or something, but more than often just the colour, the pianistic colour. What was extraordinary about it was that on this terrible dinky piano, with one hand, he would create such extraordinary sounds. That was magic, you know. So often before the lessons, I would creep up to that other piano and think, what is it about this piano that is, you know, try to create what he was doing with that one hand was extraordinary. That was unforgettable. I did take the Chopin concerto, and he helped me tremendously on that. To the point that when I played it, I think I won a concerto competition with it in Sydney. I'd have to check my files on it, but I know I played it in the orchestra. And I played it in Brussels when I was in the Queen Elizabeth competition in 52. Arthur Rubinstein said to me, "No, how come you're Polish? You play this with Polish taste and colour. Is your family from Poland?" I said, "No. Oh, a Russian parent, he's from Australia, he's extraordinary." And then I said, "He was Friedman, I studied him." That was the reason. Because, you know, he has these wonderful ideas on the cover. That was what really I remember most of all.